You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Yaya Toure to score and Man City to win is 2-1. Sadio Mane, who scored that quickest hat-trick ever in the Premier League last weekend, for him to score and Southampton to win, it's 10-1. Derek, it looks pretty tough to me to find a bet here. Southampton have got a reasonable goal-scoring record at Man City. They've scored in each of their last 9 trips to Man City in the Premier League, but both teams to score is even short at 1-2. It found this one difficult.
Well, I would do that. I would just have out of sheer bloody mindedness. I'd be on the both teams to score. No, you know, because I'd say, what would that be?
6-4,
yeah. Again, it's just, where's the mileage in it? The players have had a long, hard season. They're not going to go up or down from where they are now. You know, it's an excuse to have a little rest and an exhibition game. City have certainly fought to say, if it was a draw, finishing the draw, would anyone be that surprised? I know that City has supposedly got more to play for because they're at home, but 4-7 takes that into account. I thought Southampton had given up for the season, and then they go and put 5 past Villa by half time. What a rude awakening that was. I can't pick anything in this. What I would do is just say, I started off this one, at the head of this one, both teams to score, no, at 6-4. That looks as good a bet as any.
6-4, no, for both teams to score. I suppose Southampton, that win last weekend, it's put them within touching distance of that coveted spot in the Europa League, Lee.
Yeah, and he keeps saying that he wants it.
Yeah.
To be fair, the manager.
Well, they could finish as high as fifth if other results go their way.
Yeah, it's a tricky game, this one, isn't it? I mean, I've been kind of looking at this all week and scratching in my head about it. I mean, I looked at the goals, and it's pretty stark when you look at Southampton's away record. Scored 17, conceded 18. I mean, it's a tremendous defensive record, the best in the Premier League, as we've said over and over again. But the goal scoring's among the worst. You've only got West Brom, Burnley and Villa, who are on 13 goals. Sunderland, Hull, Newcastle, who've got 14. And Stoke on 16, who are worse than Southampton at scoring away from home. Then you've got City, who've scored 42 home goals and conceded 14. Really? On the bare face of it, this should be a comfortable win for Manchester City. I can't quite see it. I'm stuck between agreeing with Derek and thinking it's just going to be a draw, and they're both going to be happy with it, and Southampton are going to defend for their lives. I think, Derek, you might have got it a week too early. I think Southampton have done now. I think that win last weekend that's enough, isn't it, really? You don't need to.
Yeah,
I mean, do they need to finish any higher, really? You know, they've got Europa League football. Do they need to progress? You know, it doesn't really matter if they finish higher than Liverpool and Tottenham. They could draw anyway and finish higher than Tottenham because they've got such a good goal difference. I think City will do them. I don't think it'll be a landslide victory or anything like that. I think we're looking at a 2-0 victory for City. I think, you know, again, Aguero didn't score in that game last week, did he? Even though they scored for themselves and he didn't get any of them. But I'm going to go for Man City -1 here. I think we might just see a routine Man City 2-0 victory. So -1 is 13-10. I'll go for that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.